Let's do it today, huh?
You're listening to MorningDisaster.net.
Just for now, the sex toy that I found is firmly planted in my bone.
Where else?
Hey, baby, this is your best friend, Spidey Jones.
Hi. Yes. Just got done having the most amazing sex.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm Stéphane Buffet.
I've been a very, very bad girl.
I have a bit of a green thumb myself. I used to have a brown thumb, but the doctor said I'd get retarded if I kept doing that.
Sorry about that.
There's a hole I made it into a jack-off machine. Actually, it's a shoe polisher.
My, there's some stretching going on there. Oh, my. There's, the defense is really stretched out.
Brings it to the belt.
My goodness. And here comes the head. Oh, holy moly.
I will not fuck hard on safety belt.
Hey, let's hear it for Sean Bullitt.
I'm a movie star.
Somebody get me the urine tester.
Here. Kills the urinal tract infection.
I know another inventor I read about the other day, a guy named Sean Bullitt, is inventing a car that runs on garbage.
Yeah. I am not a pedophile.
Kickers the clown. Hey, kids, want some candy?
But stop laughing!
But you were a poor enough husband to drive your wife into the arms of another man.
No, I was afraid of her. She cheated on me. A freaking bitch!
Deer in my butt.
I'm Jim the photographer. I've had sex with a porn star.
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible for him. I mean her.
I made my first dildo.
You made a dildo?
My first one, yeah.
Number one of the top 10 things a woman
she bought her seven.
In order for rage to be attracted to her. Number one. A penis.
And
a penis.
Mother and father.
Here it goes.
I could swear the voice massager had veins.
Oh, yeah, baby, baby, baby. Oh, here we go. All right. It is a beautiful Ray. Tuesday morning, 8:40s, blah, 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 something.
People are grouchy out there.
Why are they grouchy?
I don't know. I got honked at this morning.
Oh, like in, like nice titties kind of honk, or get
no,
the hell
like
out of my way?
Get the hell out of my way.
Oh.
Already.
Sorry to hear about that. My heavens.
Chris flipped them off.
You tell him, Nikki. You let him know. Nobody's going to mess with Nikki. So they gave you the get off my lawn honk, huh? Oh, that's not a good way to wake up.
You need to pull straight on into traffic.
What's our problem?
No.
You could endanger yourself. I mean,
you're having a Monday all over again.
It's horrible to hear. I mean, what a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. So, did you have a good day yesterday?
I don't remember it.
You remember nothing about yesterday? That does not seem like a good thing, Nikki.
Uneventful. Oh. And yes, I'm eating.
What are you having? A toast? Let me guess. Hold on. Wait. Toast?
Mm-mm.
A Pop-Tart?
Mm-mm.
Waffles?
Mm-mm.
Yogurt?
Mm-mm.
All right, tell me if I'm... Is it soft or is it hard?
Soft.
Okay. Is it in a bowl?
No.
Is it in a wrapper?
Yes. Well, not anymore.
Was it a candy bar?
No.
Was it a granola bar?
No.
Was it in a bar form?
No.
Was it some type of soft cake?
No.
Oh shit! What comes in a wrapper?
Wrong kind of wrapper.
Wrong kind of wrapper. Oh, is it up Eminem's ass? Is that?
Huh?
Is it up Eminem or LL Cool J's ass?
No.
Is that kind of rapper? No? Oh. Let's see. Let me think. Let me think. Is it white?
Some of it is.
Some of it is. Oh, okay. And it's not a snack cake. Mm-mm. I'll tell you what sounds good. Those zebra cakes. Mmm. I could eat a couple of those. Oh, man. Oh, my. Let me think. Is it white? Part of it's white. The other part of it is, damn. Now you got me confused. I don't know what you're eating. It's not like a Rice Krispie treat or anything like that, is it?
Why are you going so sugary?
Oh, it's not sugary?
Mm-mm.
It's, oh, my goodness. What is
it? It's partially healthy.
It's partially healthy? Well, now you got me more confused than ever. Is it salty?
A little bit.
Is it chocolate-covered pretzels?
No.
White chocolate-covered pretzels?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I love those. Oh, my goodness. Those are so good. All right. Is it cold?
No.
Room temperature?
No.
Oh, it's not room temperature. Is it hot?
Not real hot.
Oh, damn it. Boy, I'm confused. I don't know what it is. It wasn't anything sweet.
Mm-mm.
It was partially white.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't crunchy. It's soft.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm confused. I have no idea what it is. And even the listeners are saying they don't. They have no idea. Damn. What is it?
I give sausage, it. Egg, and cheese biscuit.
There's nothing. What's white on there?
The bread. The biscuit.
Oh, shit. I should have asked if it was made with bread. From where? Hardee's or McDonald's or something?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be damned. Well, you got me. You got me. Damn. Oh, well.
Rapper.
Yeah. Well. There you go. Damn it. I thought I... I haven't had anything. I've eaten nothing today.
I usually don't.
I got up today and then I reset my alarm, went back to sleep. I had to just sleep like 7 more minutes. I was so tired.
Did that 3 times this morning.
Oh, Nikki. Nikki.
I originally got up at 5:30.
I don't think I have been sleeping with my eyes closed all the way.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah. I seem to have been, because my eyes are so dry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Either I'm not. Oh, excuse me. Excuse
well,
me.
Well, I woke up at 5:30 with a bloody nose.
Oh, Jesus. While you're sleeping, you got a bloody nose?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine dying from a bloody nose while you sleep?
I can't die from a bloody nose.
What if you start choking on it?
I don't think you would bleed enough to choke on
you
it.
You might. You never know. Could go down the wrong hole. Oh, you get blood in your lungs. It'd be terrible. Ooh, what a way to go. Good Lord.
I bet no one has ever died from a bloody nose.
I don't know, maybe. You never know. Yeah. I would hate to have that happen.
Then my hot chocolate was ruined.
Why was your hot chocolate ruined?
They put whipped cream in it.
Oh, here we go. You ordered You had to order hot chocolate? Oh, mm-hmm. My goodness. Oh, boy.
I like marshmallows.
I had a...
I hate whipped cream and hot stuff.
I had a... right now I'm having a mocha my wife made for me. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Well, now that the whipped cream's all gone, this is good.
Well, good. I'm glad that you're now much better.
Yes. But I saw them putting the whipped cream on it, and I got mad.
Oh, so you told them...
No, I didn't say anything.
Why didn't you
because he was so excited that he put whipped cream on it for me when he handed it to me. He's like, I really fixed it up for you.
See, I hate whipped cream.
I hate whipped cream on this.
So when you go, so next time you go, you're going to say, hey,
hold the whipped cream.
Can I have a hot chocolate? Please, no whipped cream. I'm allergic
usually
to it.
They ask you.
Say, I'm allergic to it. I could die if I eat that whipped cream. Right. You know,
only thing whipped cream belongs on is
nipples,
pumpkin pie, and that's it.
Nipples?
No.
Clitoris?
No. Definitely no. Nothing sugary down there.
The anus?
Definitely nothing sugary down there.
You don't want to lick a little whipped cream off of someone's anus?
No.
Oh. Well, I've seen a lot of pictures of women. I don't know, this new thing of women, going from behind on guys. What the hell's that?
Pegging.
What?
Pegging.
Pegging? What the hell's pegging?
When you do a guy from behind.
Yeah, like you're licking his rear end.
Oh, tossing a salad?
Yeah. Not like, wait, pegging? Good, they have a name for that?
That's when you're doing a guy with a strap on.
Oh, God, no. No, not that. No, I haven't seen pictures of that. Good Lord. No, I don't think I'd want to watch that. Ugh, that's a... ugh. I can't imagine what guys are into that. Good Lord. You were talking about fingers bad enough a couple weeks ago. I can't even imagine strap-ons. You're with guys that have gotten this pegging before?
Oh, yeah.
What are they like? Seriously, what's the size of these strap-ons?
It depends on the guy and what they like.
None of them like a really big strap-on, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for God's sakes, really?
Bigger than I would take.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's serious? Good morning. Yes. Hey, kids, good morning. Good morning, kids.
Go to school.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. And Nikki's telling you like it is today, letting you know about pegging.
You take me down that road every day.
That's not what I was getting at. I was getting at, like, the whole licking thing going on. Salad tossing. Worse. Well, do you ever watch the movie This Is the End?
No.
Oh, my God. I cannot recommend a movie more than This Is the End. It's very underrated. It's Seth Rogen, James Franco, Jonah Hill. They play themselves. They all play themselves in Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. And they're having this huge party at James Franco's house, okay? And there's all these young Hollywood stars.
Better than Zach and Mary?
Oh, God. Way better. And I like Zach and Mary. I think it's funny, but...
I love it.
This is way better. I mean, here's what... they're playing themselves, right? And they go to James Franco's house for this Hollywood party. And everybody's just partying it up. And one of the people there is Michael Cera.
Uh-huh.
And...
I love him.
He's playing himself, but he's a cocaine addict. And he's also a pervert, right? Like, the first time we see him, he's trying to grab Rihanna's ass. And she keeps slapping him.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, baby, take it easy. Go with the flow. And he's trying to grab her ass, and she keeps slapping him. And then he's like, get the hell away from my cocaine. And he's sniffing all this coke, and he's just a party animal, you know.
Yeah.
And annoying. Everybody hates him, you know. And then there's a scene where this guy, Jay Baruchel, who's one of the stars of the movie, he tries to go to the bathroom. When he opens the door, Sarah is, he's sipping on a juice box, right? And he's got one girl in front of him, you know, on her knees, and another one's got her face in his butt.
Oh, God.
And he's like, yeah, baby. And he looks, he goes, hey, Jay, you want to sip in my juice box? It's just so stupid. But they're partying, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all such horrible people that they don't notice while they're partying that the rapture happens.
Oh no!
Of course, none of them realize, because none of them are eligible to go to heaven, you know, because they're all terrible people being in Hollywood. But Baruchel and Rogan realize, because they're down the street trying to buy cigarettes. They sneak out of the party to go buy cigarettes, so Baruchel can smoke.
Uh-huh.
And while they're at the convenience store, all these people just start lifting up and going to heaven.
Uh-huh.
And the rapture happens.
Yeah.
And then they get back to Franco's. They're like, did you guys see that? And everybody's like, what? And then the world starts, it's the rapture, you know, the world starts to end. You know, all these people are taken, and like the cars they're driving just do major damage, you know. They just continue on driving into houses and planes.
Kind of spoofing left behind.
Yeah. And the planes like wreck and stuff because, you know, the pilots are taken and just all this weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
And then they're, and so like a bunch of them die. And that's the funniest part. Like, everybody runs out of Franco's house, and there's a giant, like, earthquake happening. But it's not an earthquake. It's like the earth is just opening, and there's an entrance to hell, you know?
Yeah.
And all these celebrities are dying. And I'm telling you, it is really, really funny. I mean, really funny.
It's called This Is the End?
It's called This Is the End, and it is...
We'll have to look
that up. Oh, my God. It's just hysterical. Jonah Hill is especially.
Oh God, he's in it too.
Oh my God, he is so funny. He's, I mean, it's so, the movie is so funny.
Oh, it's got to be with all those characters in it.
And I watched it, and oh my God, it cracks me up every time. But in the movie, they have, you know, there's a girl tossing a Michael Cera's salad, yeah. So that's what made me, I'm like, good Lord, you know. And then later on, I'm on Reddit, and I click on something, and there's another salad tossing going on. It's like, good Lord,
that's
can't.
That's what's going to make you go to hell.
I can't get away from the salad tossing. I don't want to see that. I mean, it is funny, though. I mean, to think of Michael Cera being.
Those are all my favorite actors right now.
Oh my God, he's great, and the kid that plays McLovin is in it.
Oh God, I love him.
And of course, Jonah's there. You know,
Chris has never seen Superbad.
Oh my God! Oh
and
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, how can you? We just watched Zach and Mary the other night.
Oh,
he had never seen it.
Oh, you got to see Superbad.
And he absolutely loved it. And I can't wait to show him Superbad. Because if he loved Zach and Mary, he's going to absolutely love Superbad.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. If you like Michael Cera and you like Joan Hill and Seth Rogen and Franco and everybody else, oh, you'll love this movie. This movie is so it's a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
And it has so
Sounds
many.
Like I will like it.
It has so many. Hollywood cameos. It's unbelievable how many people are in it. I don't know how they got these people. They must have just said, hey, we're having a party at Franco's.
Yeah.
And then they filmed it. I mean, I can't think of any other way.
Seth Rogen has anything to do with the production or anything.
Yeah, Seth Rogen wrote it. He and Baruchel.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, they wrote it. Yeah.
Well, that's how.
And then it's amazing. And it's funny. I mean, the whole concept is James Baruchel comes from Canada to visit Seth Rogen. And he's always like, I hate coming to Hollywood, you know. And it was written by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, who's his writing partner, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the rapture happens, and then they somehow have to survive during the rapture. And Danny McBride, I don't know if you know Danny McBride, but he played Kenny Powers. He's on that show Vice Principals now. He was the villain in Pineapple Express. I mean...
No, I'm not sure.
What oh, my. He's one of the funniest.
I haven't seen Pineapple Express yet.
He's one of the funniest people alive. I mean, he's hysterical. Craig Robinson is in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great film. If you've never seen this movie, highly, highly recommend it, all right? It is hysterical. So go see that movie.
Because the first time I watched Superbad, I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
My sides hurt.
You'll laugh at this one. You'll laugh at this one, too. And it's got all those great actors plus guest appearances from, I don't want to give away all the cameos. There's so many people in it.
Mm-hmm.
But also the devil is in it. All right? And the devil.
Is it Kevin Smith?
No, the devil's in it, though. It's really good. I just can't even explain how great it is, you know. Yeah, so I was watching that, and I really enjoy that movie. Let's see, what else did I watch? You know what I watched yesterday's movie? Ever seen the movie I Am Number 4?
No.
It's another, I mean, I never saw it. It's almost like a, I don't know, it's like a superhero movie. I had no
idea. Is it got Will Smith in it?
No, no, no. This is, I don't know who the hell's in it, but it's about the, I don't know, I don't want to give it away, but it's a good movie.
Who's in it?
I don't know. I don't remember any of the actors who were in it. There's nobody. It was about this alien who's in these. It's just crazy. It's sci-fi. It's like a superhero movie. I don't know. It's really cool. I watched it last night. And I was like, holy crap! How have I never seen this movie? I mean, it's not great, but it's, you know, I really liked it.
Huh.
Plus, I watched the Cubs beat the Cardinals last night.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to see a no-hitter. I was so excited.
Yeah.
And then in the ninth inning, he gave up a home run. I mean, at least it wasn't one of those hits where, you know, the good thing about that no-hitter was it wasn't one of those hits where you go, oh, my God, that shouldn't have been a hit. Or,
right.
Oh, my God, if the guy would have just dove, he would have. No. I was no doubter, you know.
He gave it to him.
Yeah, when you throw that, when he hit that, when the guy from the Cardinals, Hazelmacher or whatever his name is, when he hit that ball, there was no doubt it was a hit because he destroyed that pitch and put it in the right field. And it was pretty good. So the Cubs' magic number is now 3.
3. The number 3.
3 is a magic number. Yeah, can you believe? My God, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe my Cubs. Very excited.
I'm having issues with this mic.
You sound good to me.
You don't hear me moving it?
I did, yeah. I'm looking at this giant spider in my, climbing on my server right now.
Might be a recluse.
Probably is. I don't want this.
Kill it.
I don't want the. No, I can't reach it. It's way in, you know. It's too long to reach.
I don't like this mic because it's too sensitive. Every time I do that,
it's disgusting.
I have a runny nose.
Yeah. Well, it's disgusting.
I have a runny nose.
Yeah. I'm worried about this spider. It seems large.
Kill it.
I can't. I'm telling you, I can't reach it. It's across my desk. My desk is. My arms are not.
Something that makes an extension smush it.
It would have to literally be 4 feet for me to get to it. Well, yeah, 3.5, 4 feet. It's that far in front of me, and if I miss it, it would be angry and come at me. And
it probably has babies crawling all over it.
Oh, good Lord!
I saw something on Facebook like that. I'm like, oh God, no!
Oh God.
The closer they got the camera, you know, to it,
ugh.
It had little babies crawling all over it.
Good Lord. I wish somebody just kill this one. Ugh. I usually don't mind spiders, but this one looks like it could cause problems if it bites me.
Mm-hmm. I got bit by a recluse on my arm before, and they didn't believe me when I went to prompt care, and they drew a circle around it.
Oh, to see if it would, to see if you were, yeah.
Just see it grow, and
yeah.
I came back 2 days later, and it had outgrown the circle like by 3 times. They had all the doctors in prompt care come look at it.
Good Lord!
And they're like, "I think it's a recluse."
Huh? Yeah, those get disgusting. Oh my!
Yeah, it was
oh my
gross.
God. Okay, I lost
had
track.
A big old bubble and
oh, I turned my head literally for 2 seconds, and I lost track of it. Oh, there it is. I see it now. It's on my It's on my desk.
Fast moving little boogers coming after you.
Oh, that's, yeah, I just don't want it attacking me.
Keep an eye on him.
Little son of a bitch. What can he use?
He's going to take over the show.
I don't know what I can use to kill it. Oh. I wish my cat was in here to kill it, but then.
That's what I was going to say. Where's the cat at?
Well, then she'd be annoying. She'd want to lay on me and stuff. And she'd get back. She'd get on the desk, and then she'd go back to kill the spider, and she'd start unplugging things and
chewing on wire.
Yeah, it's just my cat would end up being a bigger problem than the spider.
Yeah, the microphone.
I don't know how I could reach it. If I could reach it, I could kill it right now. It's
stand up.
It's right in front. I can't reach it if I stand up. I'm not joking. I don't know how to.
It's newspaper or something.
I don't know how to describe my office. It's so. I told you yesterday it was messy, you know?
Yeah.
My office is so messy that I can't even kill the spider that I need to kill before it kills me.
Well, get something ready for when it gets closer.
I don't think. It can't get closer. Hold on, let me.
Yes, I'm gonna try to, hold it's on. A spider.
I'm going to try to stand up, all right? Well, it can get closer, but not to where I can kill it, you know? It can sneak up from behind. Who's that? Come on, Coco. Coco, come kill the spider. All right, hold on. Oh, crap. All right. I'm going to try to kill it with the keyboard. All right. I'm keeping the microphone.
Live in action.
Yeah. Oh, no. It just left. Oh, my God. It saw what I was up to. Come on, Coco. Kill the spider.
It's arachnophobia live.
Oh.
Hey, this morning. This
it took off. It's not underneath a shelf. Oh.
Playing the part of John Goodman as Ray Lytle.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, God. Now the whole show will be worried about that stupid spider. Oh, well. Great. If I just drop dead in the middle of the show, you know why. It's a spider. All right, so.
Climbed up your back and bit you on the back of the neck.
Yeah. And I'll just drop dead, you know.
It sucked the brain out.
Oh, good Lord. I'm worried about the stupid thing. All right, can we talk about, I was thinking more about Hillary Clinton, all right?
And her body double?
Yeah, they're saying it's a body double. God. Yeah. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Let's see. They said, you know, they said that she has pneumonia and I guess she knew she had pneumonia, you know, and still went out anyway.
And so she went to work while she was sick.
Okay. And that's, and you know what? She's definitely not the only one to do that. You know, I mean,
right.
But son of a bitch, why are you out shaking hands and kissing babies? You got pneumonia. Was she spreading this pneumonia all over the place?
Well, if it's not contagious, what's the big deal?
Well, how do you know it's not contagious?
Huh?
How do you know it's not contagious?
The doctor would have told her.
We talked about this yesterday, though, you know? Like, remember I said, is pneumonia contagious? And you and I said, yeah, we thought it was.
It depends on what it is.
Oh. I don't know. She's just out there. She's out there just, you know, touching all those people. I mean, I'd like to meet Hillary Clinton. I like Hillary Clinton. I wouldn't want her giving me pneumonia.
Right.
You know, die because of meeting Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's not worth that. You know? Maybe after she wins or something, but now, you know, not so much. It's not worth getting pneumonia over. I don't,
Not worth dying.
Yeah, there's a lot of little kids she's touching and stuff. Which, by the way, I don't get that. People always throwing their children at, you know.
You touched the president of the United States.
Yeah, but these people aren't even president yet. It's not, you know. But every time I say, it's like I see Clinton or Trump, these people are lifting their infants and their children and, you know, like some woman the other day, she gave Trump her infant.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually holding this. But by the way, he's holding this baby like it's so far out in front of him. It's unbelievable, you know. He's holding the baby like it's I don't even know how to describe it. Like, the baby's nowhere near his body. He's holding it out like Michael Jackson over a railing, you know. It's the craziest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But these people, and I'm like, who is giving this man, you know what I mean?
Right.
Who is giving this man a freaking baby to hold? And then they're giving it to Hillary Clinton. I'm thinking, she's got pneumonia. Someone's giving her an infant to hold. Oh, my God. So that's what I think about. It's like, God, you know. And then the other thing is, like, they're shaking so many hands. And you know there's disgusting hands they're shaking. I mean, look at Trump shaking disgusting racist hands and stuff. Oh, my God. He's got to have like a giant bottle of Purell. He's really, don't you think? He's got to have somebody with him that just has
like a bath in it.
Yeah, that says dip your hands in the Purell glue. Come on, the Purell goop. You know, just to get the whatever's off of you. You know, some guy with some disgusting, you know, woman with him. You know, who has a T-shirt that has the N-word on it. Some of these people you see at these Trump rallies. Not the majority. I mean, the majority of them seem like normal people, but I mean, you got to admit about Trump, there's some people at those, there's some unsavory people at those rallies, you know. No, don't get me wrong, there's unsavory people at the Clinton rallies too, but they seem to be more like they're into, they worship Trump. It's the craziest thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they can't get enough of this guy. They love him. And it's crazy, you know? So they're throwing their...
They're a bunch of basket of deplorables.
Yeah, the basket, yeah. And I don't even think Trump likes the basket of deplorables. Because some of these people look like they haven't left the trailer in years, you know?
Paul, get my teeth. We're going to go see Trump.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll tell you something. Something I think Trump's really good at, you know? He's smart. You notice he's not attacking people on public aid. And I think that's a smart move. Because, you know, Romney made that thing about the 47% or whatever. And it was his basket of deplorables. But he talked about these people follow the Democrat Party. They're never going to switch, blah, blah, blah. He basically was saying that they just live off the government and... And if you remember, a lot of his followers were like, all these people living off the government, you know, which is code for black people, you know, and poor white people.
Yeah.
And Trump is smart enough to realize that, I mean, there are poor white people that are living off the government. You know, there's more of them than black people.
Right.
And the only people not living off the government where these people think they are the Mexicans. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the illegals, they don't get any government aid. They don't live here. You know what I mean? They can't register for government aid. They don't get Social Security. They don't get public aid. There's services and stuff that we do provide for some. But they can't vote anyway. You know what I mean? So the thing that Trump's doing that I thought, like, I was watching, I realized, I go, you know, that's actually really smart, is he's not slamming them for doing that. Because so many people themselves live off the government. And they live by very modest means. Because, you know, you don't get a lot of money living off the government. I know some people are out there under the impression that people are getting millions of dollars a month from the government, you know. That person has a brand new Escalade and they've got public aid. It's very rare cases, you know. I would say extremely rare. And they're selling their food stamps and they got enough money to go to Hawaii for vacation. You hear these outrageous stories.
Yeah.
But there are people that do live off the government. And Trump is smart enough to realize, hey, you know what? I got these idiots in the palm of my hand, you know. So he's smart enough to go, I'm not going to insult them. So he started insulting, you know, he started insulting, like, the immigrants. Which, I gotta tell you, it's a pretty smart move, because in the past, these people have gone for the Republican candidate, and then at some point they realize, they go, well, wait a minute, I can't really elect them, because the first thing they're going to do is they're going to take away my public aid. Mm-hmm. So when they're around their friends, they're like, yeah, you're right. I don't like these people either. But then they get into the voting booth and they're like, oh, crap. They're going to take away my public aid, and they vote for the Democrat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that Obama, the last two elections, there have been these people that say, I'm going to get him, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. The white guy wants to take away my public aid. I better not vote for him. So they might talk big about around their friends, but they get to the polling place, they're going to vote for Obama because they didn't want to, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't want to lose the public aid. And Trump has stayed away from that. Have you ever heard Trump say he's going to take away the public aid, or am I just not listening? No, right? I think it's intentional. I think it's intentional. He's trying to make people, you know what I mean? He's trying to tell those, that's his wink to tell those people, hey, you vote for me, you're going to stay on your public aid. Don't tell anybody, you know.
Right.
I'm going to take care of you. And now look at all those people are going to vote for him.
Yeah.
Between that and pneumonia and everything else, oh my God, I just, dare I say it. I mean, it's still a possibility. Dare I say it, but it's a pretty smart move by the guy.
Yeah.
From a political standpoint. So I was thinking about the pneumonia yesterday, because it's all anybody was talking about.
Yeah.
With pneumonia gate.
And the body double.
And the body double. There's no body double. Who the hell are you going to find that looks like Hillary Clinton? Good Lord.
Well, she doesn't. She doesn't look like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton doesn't look like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. The body. I don't believe that. I don't believe there was a body double. You know what? They said she was wearing a. Did you see all the stuff she was wearing?
A lot of clothes.
Yeah. And she's got a bulletproof. They got a bulletproof vest on underneath all her clothes.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she has a diaper on. She might.
Why would she need a diaper?
Because doesn't pneumonia sometimes give you the shits? I mean, she could have that going on.
I don't think I've ever had the shits while I had pneumonia.
I don't know. I've never had. I had walking pneumonia once, but
I've had pneumonia bad.
Walking pneumonia is what I had. Walking pneumonia. Walking pneumonia. Yeah. And the amount of news people pronouncing it ammonia. She does not have ammonia. She has pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Yeah. Pneuia munya.
Pneumonia.
Pneuia yumunya. Monoya. Yeah. So it is nuts. I tell you what, I did watch the one video, though, where they're shooting her from behind or whatever. I don't know if you saw this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody got on their phone.
And she, like, collapses.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's almost like she's, yeah, I mean, she just can't. It's like she's having it's almost like she's having a multiple sclerosis attack. You ever had, you know, people with MS, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they have those attacks?
Yeah.
It does. I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it does sort of look like that. I mean, I'll admit. Well,
diabetics, when they have problems, too,
yes,
they'll
do that. They just, you can't. But I mean, it's just, and it's the way her body just goes. I think she might be completely passed out, and those people are just holding her up, you know, because that could explain it as well. But I don't know, whatever it was, she's been able to campaign all this. I mean, she's always campaigning.
Yep.
And I don't care. Listen. She could be on her deathbed with stage 8 cancer. I don't even think there is a stage 8 cancer, by the way. I mean, she could
be. Stage 8 cancer?
Yeah, she could be that bad, and I'd still vote for her over Trump.
Right.
So I don't think there's anybody that's. I don't think that people who are for her, I don't think it's going to make them not vote for her. I really don't. Just like Trump. I mean, you know, Trump has said horrible things. And still his supporters, they're not wavering. They're like, nah, that's who I'm going to vote for. You know.
Yeah.
And both of the people running their campaigns are so terrible. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, It's just, it's crazy, you know? They've done such a bad job. I mean, Clinton's campaign, her campaign, they really screwed this up.
Yeah.
They should have immediately said, well, you know what? She's been suffering from walking pneumonia. So, yeah, and they should have said it right from the beginning. They obviously knew. So why not just put that out there? She's been suffering from walking pneumonia, and we really advised her to not. We really wanted her not to be, but it was special as 9/11, so she wanted to go.
Right.
There you go. And say it right from the beginning. Right from the beginning. No, instead they, you know, it makes it look like they're hiding something.
That she is ill and dying for a while.
Okay, but then say you have walking pneumonia. That doesn't mean you're dying.
I know. Don't want to take that chance,
now. Now she's going to have to reveal all her medical records. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he still isn't going to release his tax returns. You know, still. Mm-hmm. And she's going to have to release her medical stuff. Because Trump, but I also think that here's what I think. I told this to my wife last night too, and I think she might have believed me, or she might have agreed with me. Which is, she does have something, you know what I mean? She does have some type of chronic illness or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump's known about it. Or at least he's heard the rumors about it, you know.
Well, they have mutual friends. They used to be good friends.
Yeah. Well, their daughters are, you know, the daughters are really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought the daughter's going to be saying, oh, well, my mom has this, but. I mean, what if she's
fighting in each other?
What if she does have MS? Okay.
Yeah.
And I have friends with MS. You can live a healthy life with MS. You occasionally have to get a shot. You know. You occasionally have a flare up.
Well, remember on West Wing, that's what he had.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's like West Wing. Yeah, you can still be president and have MS. You know, especially if you've had it for a while, and she's had it. Who knows? I'm definitely not saying that she has it. I you know. But
right.
I did mention earlier she looked like, you know, somebody with MS having an episode. And they don't flare up that long. It's only every once in a while. Or right. She also looked to me like she has a vestibular disorder.
Yeah.
Which is ear rocks, you know. Mm-hmm. Because she looks like she's losing her balance, you know.
That doesn't explain all the coughing and everything that she's been.
Yeah, well, the coughing could be walking to meds. Probably she's had been sick.
Pneumonia.
Yeah. But she has been coughing for a while. However, if you got allergies, you know, if you got allergies, you'll have coughing fits. It's just,
yep.
It's going to happen.
And she talks every day, multiple times.
Now I got to cough. We're talking about coughing, so now I have to cough. So come clean. I tell everybody, I'm sick. Just say it. Boy, they really screwed this up.
Everywhere. Yeah.
They screwed.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
I mean, these campaigns have been horrible. And now I hear Joseph. You know, why is Joe Biden weighing in all the time?
I don't know. Biden regrets not being run.
Biden said, like Trump was saying, I have extremely very good health, you know.
Mm.
And Joe Biden is now, you know, commenting on that. Saying, Biden says, as for Donald Trump's claims of good health and stamina, I'd like to jog with him. I don't think he could keep up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people saying stuff like that, you know what I mean? And, Biden goes out yesterday and starts talking to reporters. All right. And, you know, he's out there talking about how basically saying that he, you know, would kick Trump's ass in any kind of fitness challenge.
Yeah.
So now here's my conspiracy theory. If there is something wrong with Hillary, God forbid if something happens, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
They'll throw Biden in there.
Yeah, they're going to throw Biden in to run.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, which wouldn't be a horrible idea now.
I know, it'd be a win-win.
The Bernie Sanders fans aren't going to like that.
No.
But, you know, Biden could, people would, I think they'd vote for Biden.
Yeah.
Over Trump. But I don't know. Yeah. What do I know? It is it's fascinating, though.
You know nothing.
Very, very fascinating.
Something to watch.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's got to be driving her nuts just sitting there for 2 days.
And we're all experts, you know what I mean, when it comes to running for president. Yeah, but I think you're right. I think it's hard for presidents to stop running, you know?
Because she's been doing it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, she's been doing it longer because she was Secretary of State.
I'll tell you, look at Obama. I think he misses it. I think he misses the campaigning.
Mm-hmm. You
know? It's got to be something. I'd hate to do it. I truly would hate to do it.
It's in blood. I think once you're like that, did you just blow your nose?
Oh, yeah. I thought I turned off the mic. I'm sorry. Yeah, I blew my nose. I reached over. I turned the wrong pot down.
I'm talking, and all of a sudden I hear your snot.
The good news is you couldn't hear my guest mic, which isn't even plugged in, but I turned down the pot for that. Oh, God. Forgive me.
I thought my sniffles were disgusting.
No, I've been blowing my nose the whole show, but I usually turn on my mic. I turn the wrong thing down. Like a dumbass. Forgive me. I'm worse than Hillary Clinton. You know.
Do you have a body double?
Yeah. Yeah, I brought in the guy who sang, I brought in that Hawaiian gang, the Hawaiian guy who sang, somewhere under the rainbow. That's my body double, that giant sumo wrestler-looking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. At my grandma's funeral, they played that song. You know what song I'm talking about? It's the fat Hawaiian guy with the ukulele singing, somewhere over the rainbow.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. And I have people comment, oh, that, you look like that guy. Oh, thank you. It's exactly who I want to look like. Oh, thank you. I mean, that big fat guy up there. Hey, you look like him. Oh, well, thank you. That's a look I'm going for. Morbidly obese. And then he plays the ukulele, all right?
Uh-huh.
Which makes him look even bigger, you know. Because the ukulele is such a small guitar.
We played it at my dad's funeral.
Oh, I'm thinking of actually getting a ukulele.
What do you want a ukulele for?
Because it's smaller than a guitar. And I don't have to get up. I can just play it on the couch, you know?
Yeah.
It seems easier. I'm so fat and lazy.
You're getting so lazy.
I'm so lazy. God damn. I have a sickness. I really do. There's something wrong with me. I'm a basket. I'm in the basket with the deplorables.
Yeah.
That's where I am. Oh, you look like that guy. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's exactly who I want to look like. Oh, God. Oh, well. Yep, that's my body double. Now I'm going to hire him. Oh, I'm reading he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I do look like him. What did he die of?
What's his name again?
What the hell did he, I do sort of look like him. I do look
What's
like,
his name again?
Maluka Puka Puka Puka. Hold on. I'll tell
what?
You. I don't know his name. Mahakalaka. Hold on. I'll give you his name. Where the hell? I can go back to that page. All right. His name is... Israel... Kamaka wee wee ole. Yeah. Something like that? No. Is that his name? What? Yeah. Israel Kamaka wee wee ole. That's his name. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, my God. He he died in 1997, Nikki. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't be my my body double. Well, damn it. What did he die of? He was 38 years old. Holy crap. That's something. Let's see. Now I got to find out how he died. Because, you know, I'm convinced that... Now I'm convinced that that I'm going to die. Throughout his life, Kamaka Wiwi Ole was morbidly obese. At one point, he weighed 700... Oh, my God. At one point, he weighed 757 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Son of a bitch. He endured several hospitalizations because of health problems caused by his weight. Beset with respiratory, heart, and other medical problems, he died at 38. I'll be damned. Oh, my God. He only had his wife and daughter. That's it. Only had one kid. Just like me. Oh, God. I could die like this guy.
Nope.
I've had over 10 years more in life than this. Yeah, so he couldn't be my body double. Number one, he's too fat to be my... I mean, he's got hundreds of pounds on me. Good Lord. And, well, two, he's dead, so I couldn't hire him.
No.
So to find somebody else I can hire, I guess, to be my body double. Holy crap, that's gigantic. Oh, well. That's a shame. The guy's dead.
Did you see these pictures that Gully posted?
No. Where is Gully?
This green sludge in the lake, or the pond, or the river, or whatever it is. Is this supposed to be green like that?
Who knows? Gully, on Facebook he posted this?
Yes.
Right, let me see. I don't know. I haven't talked to Gully in a while.
This morning, like 2 or 3 hours ago.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
What is that?
It's like looks like moss or something.
But you can see the clear water like ahead of it.
Yeah, that's why it's just moss. It's growing, you know.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't know if he takes it because he thinks it's pretty, but it's not. It's gross.
A lot of Londoners pissing in the water, obviously.
I think so.
Now, it looks like some of these lakes, you know. There's a lake in Riverton like that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you drive into Riverton and they got that lake behind that one subdivision or whatever. And it seems to always do that. You know. Where it turns partially green. And there's stuff floating on it, you know. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. And then last... Oh, God, I got to get back to this. I just found this. Let's see. A station in New York last night.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this, all right?
Pennsylvania. Good evening, everyone. I'm Sandra Buffett.
And I'm Joe Torres. We begin with the breaking news about Hillary Clinton's death.
Pennsylvania.
Listen, did you hear what he said?
Uh-uh.
Listen close.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. I'm Sandra Buffett.
And I'm Joe Torres. We begin with the breaking news about Hillary Clinton's death.
What?
A news station in New York last night, you know, said Hillary Clinton's death. They were reporting on it. We've been talking about the reporting on Hillary Clinton's death. I guess it was a word slip, but, you know. And the guy made it last night, so.
That's a big slip.
Yep. And then I see all these websites where they are. You're right. There's a bunch of websites reporting that there's a body double, you know.
And they compare the two pictures of her?
Oh, yeah. But they're like one's taken from a really long distance and. One of them looks photoshopped. I will say the person they're saying is the fake. They've photoshopped something there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And like one of them, she has a cleft chin and the other one she doesn't.
Well, she has weight in her face. She's going to look. Yeah, I don't believe it's a body double. I just don't believe it's a body double. Just, it be, you know. That'd be the dumbest thing to, you know what I mean? That'd be the dumbest thing to to do.
Yeah.
And they get caught. You know, you can't, you couldn't pull that off. You just get caught. But man, I'll tell you, it has been interesting. So I just thought I'd play that for you. With the people reporting that her death. Hey, yesterday our Facebook video. We did the show on the whole show yesterday on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's another 500 views of people watching us on Facebook. It's unbelievable.
Cool.
A bunch of people had a comments, and I didn't get a chance to read them yesterday because I wasn't watching the phone. A bunch of people had good suggestions. Guy said, Ray, yo, Ray, I still got the drumsticks from the last time I saw Ray Lyle the Itchy Pickles. With band signatures and the morning show signatures from way back in the day. When the show I went to was supposed to be your last show of Ray Lyle and the Itchy Pickles. It pretty much was. I mean, yeah, I haven't played with... That was the original band. I haven't played with those guys since. I wish I could, but... I was thinking about this the other day, and I think I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I think I'm done with live band stuff. I really do. I don't want to do it anymore, Nikki. I think I'm done, you know? No more band for me. People always ask me that. This guy says, Ray, for your birthday, tell your wife you want your itchy pickle scratched. Yeah. So I did get a bunch of cool comments. Thank you for all the comments. That was cool, everybody.
Thank you for the comments. For the comments.
We were talking about the tearaway suit on yesterday's program.
For who's what?
We were talking about a tearaway suit.
Oh, I thought you said somebody's name suit.
No. I was talking about mold removal. I talked about a tearaway suit. One of the comments is, I'm sure Nikki has a tearaway suit for her swinger parties.
No, I don't. I'm not that kind of girl.
Yeah, but you've had a lot of sex, right? You can admit that.
I'm 43 years old.
Yeah, you've had a lot of sex, though.
For 43 years old.
I bet you've had more sex partners than me.
Well, I didn't get married in my 20s.
No. I think my number's embarrassingly low, you know.
Well, if I would have got married in my 20s, they would be low, too.
I've had a lot of sex. Not as much lately. But, you know, I'll tell you, my numbers, I know people whose numbers keep going up. Mine's the same.
Mine don't keep going up.
Well,
I am a serial monogamist.
Every time you sleep with a different person, though, your number goes up. Mine's the same.
I know that, but I don't sleep with a different person very often.
Mine hasn't changed in 20 some odd years. You know.
And if I would have got married, that would have been the same.
And by the way, all you know, and the crazy stuff's over, you know. Like the cool thing about sex, I always thought, was that, you know, there was always something new you could try. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not for me. I've been having the same type of sex for 20 some odd years.
Well, I had the same type of sex. Well, no, I had all kinds of crazy sex with the same person for 8 years.
Yeah, no. I'm saying I've reached that peak, obviously.
I had crazy sex with the same person for 8 years.
Not me. My wife is...
He was very experimental, but we did not have out of relationship sex. We had sex with each other.
Well, no, I'm married. I don't have out of relationship sex. I'm just wondering when am I going to get my crazy sex? You know what I mean? Here you are bragging about it. Your wife should be the one, your spouse should be the one that gives it up, you know?
He was.
And don't you think both people should determine what that stuff is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't both people have a say? Mm-hmm. No. Only one person has the say. And it's the woman. Trust me. The man has no say. Because of the man...
Trust me, there are men out there that aren't into it.
But if
they're very boring.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. And dating people.
Let me tell
there's
you.
There's been more men that I've met that have been very boring and not wanting to experiment, even though they say they want to. And then you settle down with them, and they after the first week, they've already experienced everything. And then they get bored because they experienced it, and it's back to video gaming or football.
No, if it was up to me, there'd be nothing left for me to try. But it's not. It's always up to the woman. You know I'm right.
No, because they come home and you're in the nightie and you're laying sprawled out across the bed and they're like, hey.
What I'm saying is the woman wants the same old sex.
Nope.
That's how it works.
Not always.
I'm saying, yes, always. And I'm saying that the guy, if I had my say, there'd be nothing left to explore. We could just be dipping back in the old fun bag to say, oh, let's try this one again.
Yes.
But that's not how it works.
Not always.
Yeah. It's like we've reached the peak of what she'll allow me to do to her. And I don't get any say in that. You know what I mean? I don't get any say.
Put your foot down.
I mean, I don't want pegging going on or anything like that, but give me something out of the ordinary. You know what I mean? My wife is... I was thinking about this, and I tried to explain it to her, but I think it just came off as creepy. But, I mean, you know, I know how old my wife is, you know, just like I know how old I am. And I see women her age, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some women her age that are just exceptional, you know. Like, they've really taken care of themselves. They work out every day, you know. They got it together, you know. Mm-hmm. My wife, unfortunately, does not have time to do that, you know. I think if she had time, she would, because it relaxes her. My wife's a person who, she gets on that stupid stair machine, you know, mm-hmm. or the elliptical machine. I'm serious, and she does it.
It's just multitasking.
She's like, oh, it relaxes me. And I'm like, relaxes you? My workout does not relax me. My workout tires me out, you know?
Yeah. It gives me energy.
I feel like I want to drop dead while I'm doing it. Then when I'm done, I get a rush of endorphins. I feel better, but it doesn't relax me. My wife works out and she's relaxed. So I do wish she'd work out more just for that reason, you know? But right. I was just looking at her and she, I am a pervert. She'll get out of the shower. I always find an excuse to, like, go in the bedroom, you know? Just so I can look at her naked. And she puts on, like, a bra and panties. And, I mean, it's exceptional. She'll put the bra and the panties on and stuff. And then, I'll look at her and I'll go, holy crap. You know, we were just on, when we went to vacation, there are these girls wearing bikinis. And girls half her age that look disgusting wearing these bikinis, you know? And I'll look at my wife wearing a bra and panties, and it's like, oh, my God, she's, like, three times hotter than, you know, than these girls that were running around in public with their bathing suits on. And I thought to myself, I'm very fortunate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very fortunate to be married to someone this good looking. And so I was trying to explain it to her, you know. And I think that should turn a woman on, you know, to hear that, you know, I think anybody telling you you're attractive, I would think, because no one's ever told me I was attractive, but I think if someone's telling you that, you would feel hot, you know, you'd feel good.
Right.
But I think it just came across as creepy. You know what I mean? I think my wife was like a little creeped out by it. She just had that look like.
She shouldn't.
She had that look like, you know, after 25 years, you shouldn't be thinking that. Quit being creepy, you know.
Why?
I'm just saying that's the look she gave me. The look she gave me was like, this guy's like a stalker, you know. That's the look she gave. I'm her husband. She made me feel like I was a stalker, you know. But she is. I mean, like I said, I'm lucky. She's, you know, she's just hot still, you know. And that's not always the case. Some women, they, you know. And for her to get back to exceptional, I don't think it would be, You know what I mean? I don't think it would take that much. It's just she doesn't have time to do anything, you know.
Right.
She's got to support our family because I can't keep a job, you know. I can't keep a job. Oh, my God. Yeah, so so she could, you know, she'd keep that body, you know, just top notch. It's still, like I said, it's still very good. She's still very hot. And I was trying to convey to her, like, my God, how are you still so amazing looking, you know? But I just come across as creepy instead of complimentary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I came across as more complimentary, I don't, she wouldn't be so, you know, so, thinking I'm a stalker or something. I think she's freaked out sometimes, you know, like, what in the hell's, you know, either, or maybe she's just thinking, what does he want, you know? But I'm a lucky guy. I mean, I'm very well aware of that.
Yes.
I could be with someone much less attractive, you know. Especially now, I'm like, oh, God, if she ever got smart and dumped me, oh, my God. I could not imagine the sweat hog I'd end up with. Oh. God. You know what I mean? Oh, I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine me being single now?
Oh, Lord.
Who in their right mind would go out with me? Good Lord, I would die alone. Like that Israel Kawaka Laka Laka, whatever the hell his name was.
It didn't say he died alone. He had a wife and a child.
I'm just saying I could, you know. I would. I would die. If I was alone, I would die. I'm convinced of it. Some people excel on their own. Not me.
Alone's not so bad.
Oh, yeah, but you can't. You've got the will, and you have the you can handle being alone. You know what I mean? You've got the resolve to do that. You enjoy it. I mean, knowing you as I do, I think you like being alone. You know?
No, I'm not. I'm semi-alone.
Well, you have friends and people you love and people who love you. But I'm just saying that you're not, you know what I mean? I'd still have people who love me and people I love, but I would, oh my God, I'd just imagine how I'd probably live in my own filth, you know? I know I'd have a pee cup. I'm not joking either. I know I'd keep a pee cup. If I was alone, I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm gonna lay down and watch this, and I would have a pee cup to where I never had to get up and go to the bathroom, and it would occasionally spill. So if anybody ever came over to my house, it would smell like pee, you know, and I'd always be blaming it on the, and they go, nope. That's not the dog. That's human pee. And because you don't have a dog. And I'd be like, no, that's a dog. You know, I had a dog over. And anyway, that if I was alone, I'm convinced I would have a pee cup and I'd probably die. I'd die. I would die. I really would. Hey, Spanky's on the phone.
Hey, what up?
What's up, Spanky?
Oh, just hanging and banging.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're not drinking or anything today, are you?
Oh, yeah.
You realize it's like 9-something in the morning.
In America, but...
Yeah.
You know, my world is like 5.
In the afternoon?
5 o'clock somewhere.
Evening, somewhere, morning, I don't give a crap.
So it's happy hour for you.
Oh, I'm always happy.
Right. Well, you sound like it.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Just I'm discussing to Nikki what my life would be like if I lived alone.
Oh, I'd be drunk.
Right. You just like,
oh, I am married and drunk, though.
Yeah, so you're not alone. So you're basically, you're living your dream.
I'm living my dream.
There you go, Nikki. My question's answered. You want to know what I'd sound like if I was alone? We're experiencing it right now.
Oh, my God, my dream is answered.
That is what I would want. That's what I'd sound like.
My dream is answered. I just found something.
What did you find, Nikki?
Pumpkin pie Pop-Tarts with frosting.
Oh, my God. Pumpkin pie Pop-Tarts.
With frosting.
With beer?
No, with not with beer. Although, I'll tell you something. A beer with Pop-Tarts does not sound bad, depending on what kind of beer it is.
Pumpkin. Some Captain Morgan with some pumpkin pie
spice. Oh, yeah.
Pop-Tarts.
So you would use, or you would eat a pumpkin pie.
Pop-Tart with icing.
Yeah.
With some Captain and Coke.
What kind of icing?
It's the white icing with the little sprinkle thing on top.
Wouldn't you put whipped cream on it?
It's not pumpkin pie. It's a Pop-Tart.
I like
I like the cinnamon.
I like pumpkin pie. You know,
I do like.
There's like a week. There's like a week out of a year where I like pumpkin pie.
And then it runs out, and you're like,
yeah. Then I'm like, then I don't want to see it. I'm like, ugh, disgusting. You know, most of the year I'm talking about how disgusting pumpkin pie is, but then every once a year, you know, you're like, I just can't wait for it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You're already thinking about. I mean, it hasn't even been Halloween yet.
It's September, halfway through.
It's not even Halloween. You can't be thinking about Thanksgiving, right, Spanky?
Right. I'm already saw. I'm dressing up Halloween.
What you going as?
I'm going as one of them one-eyed minions.
One-eyed minions.
Whatever them little goofy guys are with the goggles.
The yellow guys.
Twinkies.
Who? Go ahead.
The yellow guys.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The minions. Minions moan something.
Right.
I just call them Twinkies with eyes.
So that's what you're going to dress as, Spanky.
Yep, wearing a Speedo and a pair of goggles.
And where will you be partying this year for?
I'm coming to your house.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh, my God. I'm finally, you know, we're finally at the age where my daughter's not going to trick-or-treat anymore. I'm kind of sad, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, she can go out with me and my wife.
Oh, my God. 50-some-odd-year-old
man.
We can
take her trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating. Think about it. I mean, think about it. I'll miss my daughter not trick-or-treating, though, because I'm not going to have candy to steal, you know.
Maybe she can have a big party at your house and invite all of her friends over.
Oh, I don't want that, no. No parties at my house. I'm too...
Oh.
That'd require me getting off the couch and, you know. That's not going to happen. I guess she could have friends clean out the basement. They got a party down there, but...
There you go.
Forget about it.
No, that's too far to walk.
They got to walk through my room to get. They got to walk through the living room. I could call it my room to go to the bathroom. We're gonna have problems. Especially if any of them dress like Spanky's gonna dress. Oh God.
So what else has been going on?
Nothing. Nothing. It's been relaxing.
What's been going on with you?
Well, done a little traveling with my wife.
Where did you go?
Oh, we were in Texas and Kansas City.
Oh, you were on a trip.
Good Lord.
Oklahoma.
Seems a little expensive. Were you staying in hotels?
Colorado.
Were you staying in hotels?
No, I stayed with some friends.
Oh, okay. You should have just gotten a camper.
Well, she couldn't drive it, and I'd be drinking too much. So.
See, I told my wife once. My wife and I had an argument about you once, Spanky, with this. We were talking, you know, like whenever the lottery gets to be like, whenever the lottery gets to be a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
you always get into those hypothetical discussions of what if we won, you know, what would you do if mm-hmm. we won? And one time I told my wife, I said, I've got the perfect idea. And she goes, what? I said, I would rent or buy a gigantic, like, you know, like tour bus or like a camper. My wife goes, yeah, that's a good idea. And I said, and we would go to all these different places. She goes, that's awesome. And she goes, but you're not going to drive it. I said, no. And I told her, I would hire Spanky. I'd give Spanky a bunch of money. I just, you know, I'd like that, pay him a shitload of money. He'd just drive us around. And my wife goes, "Why did I say?" I said, I would get Spanky, and he would just drive us around to all these places. You know, we'd have this awesome time. And I said, you know, I told my wife, I'm like, you and I would have the big bedroom, and Bella could have one of those bunks. And I was just explaining, you know, I said, maybe she could bring a friend or whatever. I don't know. We could just have a nice vacation in one of those campers. My wife goes, "And who's going to drive us?" I said, "Spanky." And she goes, "Really? You trust him to not drink? For how long is this vacation going to be?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, vacation will be so long." And she goes, "Spanky's going to want to drink." And I said, "Well, he can drink when he's not driving." She goes, "So let me get it right." She goes, "We're gonna go on this giant tour bus or camper, and Spanky's going to drive us around." She goes, "And then we're going to get off of the camper and go do something. Meanwhile, Spanky's going to stay in the camper, probably in our bed, and get drunk every day." And I said, "Well, yeah, you know, we'd work it out." And my wife was like, "Are you out of your mind?" But Spanky, you were part of my plan. My winning the lottery plan. I was gonna hire you to drive us around.
We could do it, because that's what my game is. When I win, I'm getting the biggest tour bus.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna hire somebody. I'm just gonna be loaded all day.
Who's gonna drive it?
And all night. I don't care who drives it.
Well, that's what I mean. I was wanting to hire you to drive it. You'd have to hire somebody to drive it. You know.
I'd probably hire your brother.
Yeah, I would hire my brother
too. No one drives truck.
I'd hire my brother too, but he would. You know, I could see my brother like, "Oh yeah, we're on our way. You guys go to sleep." Like we'd wake, and then we'd wake up somewhere, and we'd be in like some fishing lake he wanted to fish at, you know. "Oh, I took a wrong turn. You guys mind if I fish for a while?" That'd be my brother. "Oh, I don't know how I ended up in Wyoming," or "I know that we were going to like LA. I don't know how we ended up at these lakes in Minnesota. I guess if you guys are cool, I'm just going to go fish for a while." Like, he'd drive us somewhere he wants to go.
Well, that'd be okay, too.
I'll tell you, that'd be cool, though. That would be cool.
I could drive long enough. Well, if you only wanted to drive like 4 hours a day.
Like, I would wake up and Spanky's wife would be driving. Like, Jen would be driving. And Spanky,
I'd be sitting in a little jump seat.
Yeah, and Spanky would be snoring, keeping the whole camper open, or camper awake. Farting. It would smell like farts.
I'd be back there sitting in the middle of your bed naked eating Cheetos.
Spanky's wife would be pissed off. My wife would be pissed off. I'd end up having the worst time ever. You know, and then...
Yeah,
and basically, we'd have to hire another driver. And then, like, Spanky would end up in our bed, and we'd end up, like, in a bunk.
Oh,
yeah, it would end up being a horrible vacation, I could tell.
It'd be fun.
Right. See, it'd be fun for you.
She got mad at me in Texas.
What'd you do?
Phew. Did that old thing, you know, talk about steers and queers? Oh, boy.
I don't even know what that... Who drove?
What?
Who drove on this trip?
She did most of the time.
Well, you made her drive to Texas and Colorado?
No, I drive for a little while. But then, you know, happy hour would come upon us. And...
Right. So you would, wait a minute, you would drink in the car while she was driving?
Don't say it out loud.
Well, you think you have to get busted now. It happens, aren't it? It's in the past. The police don't have a time machine.
They can't scare me. I ain't scared.
Right.
I wasn't driving.
So you would drink in the passenger seat while she was driving you to these cities?
Occasionally.
And would she get mad because you said you were going to drive and you didn't?
No, she knew.
Right.
It was happy hour. It was over.
So every day you would drive till it turned like 4 or 5, and then you'd say, "I'm going to get myself a beer," and she'd have to drive the rest of the way.
No, I would drive and it'd be like 11 or 12.
In the afternoon?
Well, that's when 11 or 12 comes about.
Right. So what time did you start driving?
Oh, usually about 4 or 5.
Oh, so you leave it in the morning. Okay.
Yes, I mean 7 hours. God, yeah, that's like working.
That's 7 hours is a good drive. No, it's good. That's a good. That's a good amount of driving. And then, are there mountains in on the way to? I've never been to Colorado. My uncle lives there, though. My uncle and aunt and my cousin. You know, I mean, they live in Colorado.
No, we came up from the bottom side.
Okay.
Oklahoma and up through there.
Okay, because I'm saying I would like to go there, but man, driving through the mountains would scare me to death.
Oh yeah,
I hate it. I drove through those mountains.
One eye.
I drove through those mountains in Tennessee. I hate it. Oh my god, that was the worst part of going to Florida, is driving through those mountains in Tennessee.
The ones in Colorado are a little bit different.
Oh, I bet they're higher, yeah. Aren't they?
You get that altitude thing they call. You can't breathe right, or.
Oh, screw that. I'm not going to. I'm never going to
Colorado.
Sharper
edges. And
oh, my God. Were you, fear of going off the side?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not going.
Yeah, there's no guardrails. It's for drivers.
Oh, come
there.
On. There's guardrails.
Nope.
No, some of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You could just fly. Do people fly off the edge of the mountain and stuff?
I'm sure they do.
Oh, that's
yeah.
I remember going on this. Like scenic route,
oh my
around
dear
like
God.
Around like bends and curves, and it was like a two way, mostly like dirt rock road.
Yeah, like Mexico.
And it was like sheer cliffs.
This is like driving in Mexico.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Oh my God! Yeah, driving in Mexico.
Exactly.
Driving in Mexico is a mess. Mm-hmm. It scares the shit out of me. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how bad it would be in Colorado. Oh
it's
my
exactly
God!
Like
there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine
the Rockies and the Sierra Madres are all part of the same chain.
Well, fuck that! I'm not going there. I guess going to L.A. you'd have to go through mountains too, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it! No. Well, this is why I like the Midwest.
Ugh.
I'll just stay in the Midwest. I'm not going to have drunk Spanky on a camper taking me through sharp mountain roads.
Oh, it'd be okay. Just feel a little bump.
Right. While I'm trying to sleep, flying off a freaking mountain.
Don't know what's going on outside the window.
Well, here's what I think we should do next year.
What? What are we going to do next year?
I think we should, you and I and Nikki, take the show on the road and go to Sturgis.
Jesus.
That's next on my bucket list for next year.
In South Dakota? Is it in South or North Dakota, right? South Dakota, yeah.
South Dakota for the bike rally.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
See, you get your trike, put Deidre on the back.
Yeah, my trike. Nikki wants me to get it. She thinks I should get a trike.
Oh, I think you and Deidre look cool riding the trike around.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I brought that up to my wife. She goes, hell no. That's what she said.
Better in some leather.
Well,
I don't even have a job. How the hell am I going to afford a trike?
Let her drive and you sit on the back then.
Right.
Put you in some leather.
Yeah, she'll drive. I'll sit in the back with my hands on her tits. I'm sure that'll go well. I'm too fat. My wife
look good on a trike in all weathers.
My wife could not put her arms all the way around me. We, you know,
have a pair of chaps and wear them backwards. That's the end thing right there.
That's the end thing, really?
I guess. I don't know. I don't have any, but
unbelievable.
I got Speedos and roller skates. So.
I have no. We've heard about your Speedos.
Look pretty goddamn sexy.
I have no desire.
You tie a rope onto the trike and put on your skates and your Speedo.
And Spanky could just...
Oh, yeah.
He could glide behind the trike. Or mm-hmm. Look like water skiing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But it'd be bad, though. You'd hit the brake and I'd run into it.
Well, you go real slow through there, you know.
I'll be honest.
The traffic.
I have no desire to go to Sturgis.
Oh, you come on.
Oh, my God. No, it just doesn't sound that fun.
Dude, like 1.5 million people in a big party.
Exactly. How many bathrooms?
Wow, just
Hit
the piss on the floor.
Yeah, you piss in a porta potty. Take a shit in a porta. No, thank you.
Piss on somebody else if they're passed out.
No, thank you.
Just drink beer.
Yeah, but we can.
Oh, I can't imagine how horrible I'd smell.
We could pinch our savings and we could rent a cabin there for. It's only like $2,000 a week.
$2,000 a week. Good lord!
But listen, here's the benefit.
No way.
Right there on the ground.
Yeah.
You never have to leave that full throttle saloon.
I thought
go to bed drunk, wake up drunk.
Didn't that burn down?
No, they rebuilt it.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I have no interest. Nope, no interest.
I think we'd look great traveling up the road in like a little
we would.
Hugo or something.
A Hugo.
Remember those?
Yeah.
We wouldn't all fit in a Hugo. Yeah,
we wouldn't.
Three of us in there with a little convertible or just cut the top off.
It wouldn't logistically work.
We look like those fat guys on those bikes in the National Enquirer, the Weekly World News, whatever. Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know what kind of vacation, but I don't know. Maybe I'm done with vacations. Well, Nikki, I told you where I got the job. Did I tell you where I got the job offer?
You didn't tell me.
All right.
You told me the one up north.
Yes. No. I mean, I'm gonna Facebook you. Just don't say it, okay? Don't share it with anybody. Because God forbid somebody listens. I don't want to. My reputation's already ruined enough. You know.
Mine is too.
Yeah, I'm sure yours. Well, yeah. When you call a radio show drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning, you might be damaging to your reputation.
Oh, it's okay. Hey, I read something about you yesterday on one of your thingy dingy.
Yeah, you told me that.
Oh, did I tell you that one? Okay. I don't even want to go there. What did you read about me?
I read that you said that you wasn't having none of them there birthday parties this year.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to have one. But then I decided against it.
50th
birthday. I'll throw it for you.
No. I've been to your parties. It's too much.
Hey, I'm getting ready to have another one, too, week ahead of you.
And by the way, I'm convinced that you wouldn't even go to my party.
Oh, yes, I would, because I'm planning it.
I said, with my luck, the only person that would go would be Dog Food Lady at my party.
Oh, my. If she's there for sure, I'll be there.
It'd be me and Dog Food Lady.
No.
You know. That's what it would be. I'm serious. I told you yesterday. And Spanky's the only one.
I'd be there.
Spanky's the only one of my friends that mentioned it. You know, nobody else even mentioned it.
I said,
"Hey, I call you every year, wish you a happy birthday."
I know that, but I'm just saying that.
If I don't rush to the hospital,
I'm talking about
to my wing.
About my, I said, if I was to have a birthday party, nobody would go. And I'm just saying that nobody called in saying, "Oh no, Ray, I'd go." No, nobody did, because I'm right. Most of them are like, "Fuck, I don't want to go to a birthday party." You know. Like, most of them are thinking, oh, I don't want to go to a stupid birthday party. Who cares about this guy and his birthday? Come on. Things to do. That's why I think I'd rather just go to a hotel, just me and my wife. And I know your 50 is supposed to be, like, special, but, you know.
My sister got drunk, got on a trampoline, and couldn't get off of it.
Really?
See that? Yeah, that was the highlight of her birthday.
Yeah, that's all I need, to get on a trampoline and die. I'd die.
She got up there fine and was jumping on it fine and was on there a long time. And then she couldn't get off.
Couldn't just roll off?
No. The guys had to go pull her off by her feet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, screw that.
It was hilarious.
Oh, forgive me. Good Lord.
Well, I sat down on my partying.
Really? You sound like you've cut down, Spanky.
Well, remember how it used to be birthday time and I'd do it for like a month?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now I just do it for like 4 days.
Right. Yeah, but I'm saying you're still
partying.
Well,
maybe today.
You're still partying.
But it's not as well, maybe a little
His
much.
Isn't your birthday? Your birthday's the 15th or 17th.
Week ahead of yours.
That was the 15th or 17th. 18th, that's right. Yeah. And Spanky's like, you know, Spanky thinks he's Kim Jong-un. You know, like the whole country should celebrate his birthday or something, you know.
They should.
Unbelievable. His birthday.
If you'd hurry up and get a band back together, we'd have another big party.
I was saying earlier on the show, and I really mean this. I think I'm done with the whole band thing. I really do. I don't think, you know what, I don't think I ever want to play again. I really don't, you know.
Yeah.
I'm serious when I say that, because people are going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think I could live the rest of my life without ever doing a band gig, and I'd be good, you know. I think I'd be good with it. I'm ready to stop playing music. I'd be fine. I'm not ready to stop broadcasting, but, you know.
Well, I thought about maybe taking one more run at it.
It's like everybody.
Just for your birthday.
No, it's like, oh, so I'm going to work on my birthday now?
Yeah.
The only work I want to do on my birthday is, like, you know, extra sex work if I'm getting a three-way or something. That's the work
oh,
I want to do.
Oh, God.
You know? I really gotta get on a strict diet, you know. Strict diet. I want to try to lose a bunch of weight before my birthday so I can, you know, be somewhat.
That's what I'm doing. I started one last night.
How many beers did you drink today?
I don't know, about maybe 12, 13.
Okay. Now, do you think that good Lord, that's a lot of beers.
No, but I changed my food regimen. That's a big word. That's culture.
Beer has calories in it.
Well, I know, but I changed my eating habits.
Okay, but it's not going to work if you're drinking so much beer.
But I drink light beer.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. It's like talking to a wall.
I understand, but I'm on a chicken
right,
and baked potato every day at noon and every night.
So you're having two baked potatoes a day?
No, one in the morning,
right?
Half one at night.
Yeah,
two chickens and a piece of whole wheat toast of morning with nothing on it.
Oh, well.
And beer.
And beer.
13 of them.
You know how many carbs are
yeah,
in
that
beer?
That seems like a lot of starch. You know.
Well,
that's a lot.
How much is in Captain Morgan?
I don't drink.
Well, I do. That's why I'm asking somebody that don't, because they probably read things like that. I don't read them.
I have no idea what the dietary total is for Captain Morgan. Good Lord. What are you mixing the Captain Morgan with?
Oh, straight. Just on ice.
Straight.
It's a sipper. You don't guzzle it.
So the beer is the guzzle.
Captain Morgan washes down your chicken.
You have Captain Morgan with dinner. Oh, now I get it.
You sip it.
You know what I saw yesterday was
what?
It was a picture, and it was this hot naked girl, right? And she was drinking a beer in the shower.
Hmm.
And I thought back to when I was single, you know, a young man. Mm-hmm. I would come home from work. And, like, my reaction, you know, should have been like, oh, my God, you know, how pathetic is this? But I would come home from work sometimes. Like, we would go out, you know, a lot. And I'd get home late and I'd take a short nap and then go into work. So I would come home from work after having slept like 2 hours the whole night before. And I would come home. I would go immediately to the fridge. I'd grab a beer. I'd turn on my shower, all right? I'd get completely undressed. And I would go into the shower, and I'd drink a beer and get myself all, you know. I'd get a beer. I'd wash my privates, you know. And that's about it, by the way, for when it comes to washing. I wouldn't wash much more than that. Because the whole thing, you know, it was just... The whole thing was to finish the beer and then go to bed while clean, you know. So this one time I was dating this horny woman who would come over to my house like every afternoon, you know. and want to climb into my bed with me, and I'd be like, oh, I just want to sleep, you know. So that's, I have to wash my privates just in case, you know. Well, I mean, I don't want to be thought of as, you know.
I know somebody else who does that.
Yeah, I don't want to be thought of as dirty, you know. God forbid the woman shows up and starts...
When you're in there, just wash everything else. It takes 2 minutes.
You know, listen, you don't want to, you know, you don't want that reputation. You don't have a smelly balls or anything. You want to keep yourself clean.
But if you're going to do that, you might as well wash everything else.
You might as well, but I don't. I probably should have. I'm very stupid like that.
You're not the only one.
But this was when I was young, you know. But the whole point is that beer in the shower was sometimes the highlight of my day. That was really tasty, you know. So I don't know if you guys have ever done that, but
no.
Spanky ever done? I'm sure Spanky has.
I used to do it when we did those Thanksgiving things down there at your place.
Yeah. I'm saying shower
I'd
beer.
I'd have to have a couple in the shower before I left. And
shower beer is pretty good. It really is.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I thought about just getting one of those chairs in there, sit on, just make a regular party.
Hey, I would like a shower chair. That'd be cool as hell.
Yeah, I want one too.
I want a you see?
I'm so lazy.
I would love to sit in the shower and sort of, you know, let my junk just dangle over the chair and just lean back, you know.
Well, it's just like when you're really tired, you're so bored, it's like, oh, I'm going to fall asleep and fall over.
Right.
It'd be so much easier to shave your legs.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
I mean, there are showers that have benches and chairs and stuff in them.
Yeah.
We went to a hotel once. I don't think it was my wife and I. I think it was when I was...
My parents' bathroom had one.
I was traveling for work, and they had this shower that had...
a bench in it.
Well, yeah, but it was all stone. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It was all tile and stuff.
My parents' bathroom had one.
And there was like a bench.
Mm-hmm.
That you could sit on in the shower.
My parents had one at each end.
Yeah, and it was directly in the flow of water, so
yeah,
you had to aim it. But I remember just sitting there and I aimed it at me, and it was cool for about 2 minutes, and then it was like annoying, you know, like you know. I was like, all right, I might as well, you know. But
well,
I did
have a star head that you could take off and move.
I do remember after washing my ass. Okay. I washed my ass and I sort of leaned, I bent over and I put like my hands on the bench thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I probably looked at like big fat Anna Nicole Smith posing, but I put my...
She was gorgeous when she was big.
Yeah. No, she was beautiful. I loved Anna Nicole Smith.
Big or small, she was gorgeous.
But I'm saying that I put my hands on the, you know... I think, oh my God, how gay. Now I think back, oh God, how gay did I look, you know, bending, bending over. I was waiting for somebody to peg me, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
In the shower. I was getting pegged. Yeah. Cleaned my ass. But my ass was clean, I'll tell you that. That was a good shower. That was a good shower. Like, I remember, you know.
Waiting for your salad to get tossed.
Yeah, that's what it was. Oh God, I'd never have that done. I could not imagine how disgusting. Oh, good Lord.
It's a rather unusual feeling the first time.
Oh, I would feel... I'd do it to a woman, man. Yeah, unless they...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for God's sake. And if you're a woman, you'd definitely have to clean yourself out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would definitely do it to a woman, you know.
First time it was done to me, I was like, wait a minute, what are you doing?
Well, you'd have to be ready for it. I wouldn't want to be clean.
I wasn't ready for it.
You want to be clean for that.
Because
you
went
on.
Straight for it.
For God's sakes.
No warning.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, you know, I couldn't imagine doing that to the woman that didn't take the time to clean themselves properly.
I was already clean.
Ugh. I can't even fathom it. Was somebody doing it to me? Oh my God. That would be disgusting. I'd feel so bad. I'd never want to. Ugh. You know. Ugh. Thought of my ass? Ugh. God. Ugh.
Good morning.
I just. Ugh. The thought of my. Ugh. Maybe female serial killers that they've sentenced to death, they can have them, you know, they'll give them a choice of either tossing my salad or the electric chair. Trust me, the electric bill would go up. Oh, it'd be terrible. I couldn't imagine that. Oh, well, Spanky, I'm glad you're drunk.
Me too.
I do love when Spanky calls in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Nikki is always, as always, you're fantastic.
Thank you.
And I just looked at the time. My God, it's almost 10:30. We should probably get the hell out of here.
Another beer and a pee.
Nap time.
Beer and a pee.
No. Gotta go pee and get a beer.
Yep.
I gotta take a nap.
Nothing like good nap pee.
Yeah. As long as you don't pee in the bed.
I work today. I host Ask the Expert this afternoon at 3:00 with the Memorial Hospital over on a WTAX. Check me out this afternoon. For those of you listening live, for those of you who are listening to the podcast recording, sorry, you probably already missed it. Spanky, thank you so much.
Anytime.
You got to call us, but we'd love to have you on. We love when you're on.
Sometimes I don't get up this early unless I have a reason.
It seems like your reason today was to drink.
No, well, I started out to wash my car about 6:00.
Oh, goodness.
You were going to wash your car
this morning.
You were going to wash your car at 6:00?
Yeah, I wanted to get all the crap off of it from vacation.
So you guys just got back then?
I think yesterday.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I think we were gone like 15, 16 days.
Good for you. That sounds like a fantastic vacation.
And I went to wash my car, and there's some old homeless bastard laying in there in the bay, sitting there, and I thought, shit, I'm going home.
Oh, so you were, I thought you were washing it like in your front yard or something.
No.
You were driving
to the actual
car. I went
up to one of the car washes.
And that's when you decided to just go home and drink.
Well, I thought, I'm up now, ain't nothing else to do. Start the morning off.
It makes sense.
Get the day started.
It makes sense. Hey, I want to plug in advance. Friday's Best of Show is going to feature Shaner.
Oh, boy.
I've got bits on Shaner and the story of how WCW Wrestling called him and asked him if he would give them a limo to use for their show. And he did. And they ended up smashing it to hell.
Oh, good grief.
So you'll hear that story. plus some other good Shaner bits on Friday. I think I'll throw some Spanky in there now, too. Oh, my God. My mother just walked in the house. It scared the bejesus out of me. Oh, my God.
Hello, baby.
Oh, my God. I swear my heart skipped a beat. Oh, my God. I heard my dog bark, and then I turned, and there's my mother, like, in the studio.
Hey, does she want to go drinking with me today?
No, my mother does not want to go drinking with you, Spanky.
No, I do not.
I thought, like,
her and I can drink wine and wear a red hat.
And she's so short. I thought one of the insane elves from the North Pole escaped. No, one of those crazy Keeblers. My mother's so short. That's why I'm so gigantic. Every time I look at her, I think of cookies.
Butch.
The Keebler. I think of Keebler cookies. Yeah. All right. Well, let me wrap up the show, and I'll go talk to my mother. Good Lord, she scared me to death. I'm not used to anybody being here when I do this. All right. I'll wrap it up. Nikki, Spanky, good to see you guys. Or talk to you.
Okay, man.
Be back tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. with another episode of The Morning Disaster. Thank you, Mother. My mom is letting everyone know it's The Morning Disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Right here at morningdisaster.net. Tell your friends, everybody.